Well, Pope John Paul II was the one who introduced the idea of having a day for life in his encyclical letter, The Gospel of Life, which was in 1995. And I think what Pope John Paul wanted us to take on board was the fact that human life is a gift from God, but it's not always recognized as a gift. We recognize our own lives as a gift, but sometimes we can be casual about the lives of others. And that certainly has a resonance at the beginning of life and at the end of life. But even in the way we drive on the roads, sometimes we need to have a little bit more sense of the beauty of the gift of life and the responsibility that we have for respecting it and maintaining it.
What is the theme that's been chosen for Day for Life 2017?
Well, the Day for Life in 2017 is particularly focused on the theme of respect for the life of the unborn, because this is the 50th year since the introduction of legalized abortion in the United Kingdom in 1967. The focus of the pastoral resources for this year is particularly the sense of loss that touches mothers and the extended family to which they belong. When a child is lost, whether through miscarriage, through illness during pregnancy, or indeed through abortion. In each case, a human life is extinguished. And because the baby in the womb has a very intimate and deep relationship with the mother at an emotional and physical level, inevitably the mother is touched by that loss. But then alongside her, there is the pain experienced by her parents, the child's grandparents, by her husband or partner, the father of the child, and by others in the extended family. And one of the tragedies of the 1967 Abortion Act in the UK is that because of the close proximity of Ireland to the UK, we would be aware that possibly as many as 150,000 Irish women have had abortions in the UK over that 50-year period. That means that conservatively, 500,000 people alive in Ireland today have been immediately touched by the pain of abortion.
Why is it particularly important for us, for people of faith, for the Catholic Church to celebrate the message of Day for Life every year?
Well, I think one of the things that's very important is, you know, and it seems maybe strange to say this, the Catholic Church is not against death. In fact, we spend a lot of our pastoral efforts in helping people to live life until death comes in the hope of eternal life. But what obviously we do believe is that because God has given us this gift of life, we have a responsibility to cherish it. I think it's very important at one level that people are engaged actively and politically in the defence of life. It's very important also that individual people have the confidence and the courage to make their own personal decisions to respect life, even under difficult circumstances. But as a church, I believe we also need to pray. Pray giving thanks to God for the gift of life, but also pray for the wisdom and the courage to know how to defend life in our own particular cultural space in a way which is not abrasive or aggressive, but which seeks to support women who are expecting children, women who have lost a child, including women who have lost a child through abortion, while at the same time saying very definitively that we believe that nobody should ever deliberately take the life of an innocent unborn child.
Do people ever say to you when you're out and about, do you come across this question or this, I suppose, assertion that you will at some stage have to accept that maybe a little bit of abortion is okay? Is that something that you hear when you're out and about?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I come across this in two different ways. I mean, obviously as a priest, like most priests, I have encountered from time to time people who themselves were contemplating having an abortion. Then I often talk to people as well who, I suppose, out of a sense of what I would call misguided compassion, would be inclined to say, well, you know, sure, we probably have to be prepared to accept a certain amount of it anyway. And my answer to that is very simple. There is no such thing as a little bit of abortion, because for the individual child involved, abortion is the destruction of life. And people who seem to think that, you know, we could have a kind of a regime of abortion in Ireland, which would be sort of civilized as it is, they think, in other countries, don't often seem to understand the reality. For instance, in the UK, 1 in 5 of all pregnancies are terminated by abortion. And in many cases, this has nothing to do with health or to do with risk to life. It's to do with personal choice. People would probably be horrified to think, but it's the truth. It's a statistic, an official statistic, that 90% of babies with Down syndrome in the UK are aborted. So we're not here talking about just a little bit of anything. We're talking about, I suppose, a very real struggle between the gospel of life and the culture of death. And the church, through the Day for Life, invites people, you know, to engage actively, but also prayerfully, and to ask for the grace from God to be truly witnesses and advocates for life, which we all need to be.
You mentioned earlier that there's a pastoral message published for Day for Life, and there are also some additional resources as well. Will you share where people can read that and access that message?
Yes, each year we meet with the representatives of the bishops of England and Wales and Scotland and develop a joint pastoral message. And this year's pastoral message is available on the website of the Catholic Bishops Conference at www.catholicbishops.ie or on chooselife2017.ie. Alongside the pastoral message for the Day for Life on that same website, it's possible for people to find a range of other pastoral resources, which is still being developed, including quotations from various Catholic sources, prayers of intercession, which can be used in parish liturgies or indeed school liturgies or prayer meetings, together with other prayers and resources, which we will be adding to over the coming months. So the Day for Life in 2017 is Sunday, October the 1st, and in all our parishes in the coming week or so, little postcards with the Day for Life image and the prayer and the pastoral message will be made available to people. And I encourage people to access that message, to pray that prayer, and to explore the resources that we have made available online, in the hope that a conversation will begin within our faith communities, which will support us in supporting one another to be advocates of life.